Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast. Are you ready to discuss some more Made in Abyss, Karsten?
Oh yeah, I'm always down for some Made in Abyss.
Now, I thought this would be our final Made in Abyss episode, but I guess there might be even more to come, because, I mean, the Abyss might not be endless, but we're certainly not at the end.
No, I kinda thought we were closing in on something, but seems like the mysterious Abyss has other plans.
Yeah, it's almost like certain storylines keep repeating themselves.
Yeah.
Like finishing an arc, gaining a friend. Finishing an arc, gaining a friend. Maybe.
Yeah, it seems... I mean, it got repetitive in the emotion, violence...
Oh, so you're numb to violence now.
Probably.
Yeah,
I mean, this show breaks me in so many ways, but then again, the world is just so beautiful and vast and just so wild.
Yeah, and morbidly interesting, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally different from anything else.
I mean, I think this is one of the stories many of these so-called light novel authors' wishes they had written. But, I mean, I don't think a lot of them really have what it takes to write something like this.
No, I think you have to have a special kind of fetish for weird stuff.
Yeah, of course. It's like... describing everything in such gory detail. It's like, usually we don't see characters going to the bathroom, but there's never one undocumented bathroom scene here.
No, it's it's one of the weird things about this show. Poop and buttholes are kind of the quality stamp.
And, you know, we're not going to, like, go through every single thing that happens in this anime. We're just going to presume you've watched it, I think, because I think it's quite taxing to go through everything. But we'll try to cover everything as best as we can from, like, a you've-seen-it-already perspective. What do you think of that?
Yeah, we did an episode on... long ago on season one, which is horrible.
We did plenty of episodes on season one, didn't we?
No, only one.
Oh, okay.
And we also did one earlier this year for the third movie and
the Dawn of the Deep Soul.
Yeah, and the first three episodes of this show.
So yeah, basically having escaped Bondru and now in the possession of a white whistle, they head down the elevator and reach the Golden City, I guess. I think the interesting part of that city is while we were confused watching a storyline we didn't understand, that is basically where the city is coming from. That alternate storyline that we saw that apparently happens 150 years before the children come? Team Rico? Yeah.
I mean, we get to learn some interesting things this season. Like, for example, the time moves differently down the Abyss. While it may take 10 years in the normal Upside Village, it could only be 1 month down there.
Yeah, I guess that's like...
I mean, it's not the exact scale, but...
Yeah. That's the interstellar thing as well, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't happen when you climb a mountain, so kind of weird.
It's probably like a gravitational thing down there, because, you know, you can't move up. And I thought the moving up thing was going to be a major plot hole there. It's like... I was going to see someone moving up and I'm going to point and see, oh, they're not affected. But I think they've been very good at always being affected by the curse every time they even move slightly upwards.
Yeah, I mean, we only see one character really this season getting the really bad curse. And it's because of the plot armor that is a hollow transformed with the cradle of wish destiny.
Yeah, and also the experimental people in the elevator. They sent up to find out if they could return again.
And I mean, we kind of find out from the movie that you need to own a white whistle to operate the elevator.
Yeah.
Or one person on the elevator needs to own it. And that's why these flashback people found a cursed one to that had a white whistle, which is kind of weird, but yeah.
Yeah, it's even weird that they even got so far, but yeah, that's a completely different tale, I guess. Because what you do realize that, I mean, these people, the elevator was made before they came. So there's we basically learned nothing, I guess, about what is actually down in the abyss, because these people, this expedition knows even less than Team Rico, I think. And that's
I
kind of
mean,
sad.
before the the expedition team kind of went solo or without any help from anyone else, but this girl they found,
This
guide.
guide they decided to adopt because she was shunned by her village.
Yeah, because she can't have babies.
Yes,
She's
apparently,
a greatest witch.
yeah, apparently
I mean,
maternity was really important to them.
yeah, and it kind of becomes the whole plot for the whole season.
Yeah,
This
it
one,
absolutely does.
which is it's fine by its own.
Yeah, I mean, they're just way over their heads at this point. Everything is poisonous to them. And with nowhere left to turn, they turn to like some kind of a power they can't quite understand, and then they put all their eggs in the make-a-wish baskets, and then they get a lot more than they actually wished for. Or I guess they get a lot less, but the consequences are a lot more.
So the questions that needs to be asked: who is most more evil, Bondrud or Vasukayan, or whatever his name was?
I don't f well, He might be evil, the Vasukayan guy, but you could also say that, well, he's just trying to survive. But I think at a point where he's just I think he has had greater plans, and he thought he was going to ascend by consuming the children of Iriyumi. The children that were her only wish to be able to conceive. And
And his
by.
main goal was becoming something beyond a human.
Yeah, because initially it does save them, but then they don't stop. They never stop harvesting her children. And I think that is the point where, he becomes the obvious evil person, even though. Do they even portray him as evil in the end?
Well,
At the very end.
one of the things to show, we had this in season, maybe the movie with the Bondrud, that Rico was asked, "Do you think what I did was wrong?" And Rico, that has done zero, nothing, she's just a waste of a human.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah, just trying to set up a dilemma of what he did was wrong, or if he did was push the people to survive.
Yeah, I think in this eating dilemma, I think Nanachi did something similar in when she partook in the experiments and helped Bonru later. It's like kind of in a similar vein. I think she could maybe empathize more with these people, but it's like and all the people who ate with like I guess they knew eventually, but they continued eating, so are they still part of the crime? Is this
Yeah, and even the one of the sages, Beloff, he's been thinking of this his whole or for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but I mean, he was redeemable, but then he does like this harvesting thing of Mitty instead, and it's like, why? Because he really tried to make amends for what he had done, and he didn't know he consumed babies before he was told later, and then he regretted every second of it, I think. So he was
Probably
totally
being
redeemable until he started harvesting Miffy for
But I mean, Mithy is immortal. That's fine, in my mind.
okay.
I mean, probably some weird Stockholm syndrome stuff. What's been done to you, you do to someone else. No,
Sure. Well,
not really, but
it's like
yeah.
it's actually quite a like a mirror of like a very ancient, or not a very ancient, but like an 18th century poem, like The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, I think. I think it's a lot nice red rendition of that, that one crewmate shoots an albatross and then the entire crew becomes cursed because of it. And I think Iron Maiden has a nice adaptation of the song as well. So like imagine that, adapting poems when you could adapt manga instead.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah. So yeah, I did initially think that some of these people would be able to survive, even though it was made quite clear that they couldn't survive without or outside the city, and the city was obviously going to die. Because it was like the vessel of Irim Yui or something like this, and I think at this point she deserves her eternal rest for all the hardship, so yeah.
I just feel it. One thing the season one did that was so great is was it showed it went from layer one to layer five, and it kind of portrayed the whole abyss as a being and the adventure. I didn't get the adventure part in this.
Yeah, there was no adventure here.
We're stuck in one location, and I felt it. It probably it serves its purpose, but it feels like this show is about adventuring, about to get to this bottom layer.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be, but I think it's not quite as much of an adventure show as like Hunter Hunter.
No.
And it's not the journey necessarily. It's more of like trying to figure out a mystery, I think.
I mean,
And I mean, oh yeah, go ahead.
we come off with more questions than going in. I mean, we clear some of the stuff with Reg, but we don't really clear them.
Yeah,
We know he
because
went up to find his soulmate, or his mentor said he need to climb up to the surface.
yeah,
And
and
who is the
apparently,
mentor?
yeah. apparently, like, reg is like some kind of like subliminal thing, because everyone calls him Reg, even though that's the name Rico gave him. So I guess probably Eliza gave him the name Reg earlier. What do you think? That would make sense,
I
right?
think that what makes most sense is Liza being the mentor.
Yeah, or either Rico's father or Rico's mother, I think. That's the only thing that
We
makes.
know zilch of Rico's mother, no, father, and mother really.
So they're down there somewhere, probably.
Probably.
Because
Probably
apparently you
season
can't get
three.
up.
No, I mean. Somewhere along the show's end, we will see them go back up.
Why though? There's nothing up there. There's like a boring village and boring children. There's nothing
Yeah,
up there.
no, but I think that's the end goal. They went to hell and back.
I mean, sure, but there's civilizations outside the rim of the abyss. Yeah, I mean, even the rim of the abyss is hell. By our standards, at least.
Yeah. No, it's kind of hard to think. The world hasn't been that explored yet. At least we got some hints in the early season.
So yeah, back to the moral questions. Do you think Faputa is right in wanting to kill everyone?
I think she's right in one thing, and that's apparently the citizens have the souls of the babies, or the children of the mother. But if it's, I mean, she leaves one person, Ueko. That has eaten one of the children, or plenty.
Yeah, but she's not a hollow. And she would have survived outside. But she wouldn't have survived outside because she was mentally broken from years of imprisonment and guilt and. Oh,
Taking
what
care
do you
of
think she
Faputa.
was going to do when she was crawling up there? Was she gonna jump again? I think she was gonna jump again.
Yeah, totally. Suicide with
So she could be with,
Irumi.
yes,
Yeah.
Iriyumi. Yes, that makes perfect sense.
I mean, she was stopped the first time, and I think
Yeah, I think she made the right decision.
the first time or the second.
Yeah, the first time.
Yeah.
She can't couldn't
Totally.
control what happened the second time, so yeah. And at the end, you just see all of these hollows just throwing themselves at Faputa, ready to give their soul back, basically. And
It's
I mean, they're all a lot of them are very nice people, so it's kind of sad.
yeah, I really enjoyed the tavern keep, or
Yeah, Moogie or something.
yeah, Moogie, and also the innkeeper, really.
And Kaya. It's fine too. Hadi. Yes, Hadi.
Majakaya. I mean, one thing I enjoyed surprisingly well was this new language. It's kind of interesting to see how they have three interpretations of how each word is perceived.
Sure, but weren't you getting like mixed up because there were the early explorers and then there was the robots and then there was the hollows and they're all manner of jumble altogether.
Yeah, but it was funny to just have a sense of alienation in the abyss. Like there's something you can't understand at first, and Rico is book smart and learns it really well at the end.
And
And
it's a dead
found
language now, though,
those.
so
Yeah, now.
it's gone.
I mean, the interference robots, or units, which Reg is a part of.
Is he?
He has the same thing as the Protector Guardian robot. It was pointed out very clear in episode 10, 11.
But why are the Guardian robots looking after Faputo?
I
What
think
kind
it
of
was just
connection
that
do they?
she's. At first, it was just that she. Probably something to do with the egg and the
Okay,
smell.
yeah. Maybe it's like the imprinting system of the Big Daddy from BioShock.
Haven't played the first and second one, so.
Maybe there's a person inside.
Well,
I guess
could be
not.
a reg person inside, but we
Yeah, well, I
seem.
mean, yes, I. They are people. I mean, they have some. They have feelings to a certain extent, all of these robots.
At least reg. Can't speak for the other ones.
No, but some of them go above and beyond the call of duty. So, I mean, it's more than like just a program that tells them they need to do something because these people, these robots, they, exceed
We
what,
see three of them with the first expedition team. So and they learn them where to find water, even though it's a horrible bad water that kills almost all of them, and which sets this whole thing
in motion, yeah.
in motion. So they have this saying, touch, feel. No, touch and. They need to touch everything to learn what everyone is or something. So they seem like this ancient database of knowledge, maybe.
Definitely haven't heard of that before. Where did I hear of that? Is that Castle in the Sky, maybe?
Genshin Impact.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, there's like this book series as well. What's it called? Mortal Engines, yes. I think someone tried to adapt it into a film. I think it didn't go so well.
No. It's hard to
Hard to make something like that look good, I think.
I mean, I it would serve better as an anime, probably.
Probably. And or a Disney film.
Or
But I mean, we're gonna get an Avatar too, so who knows? That's probably gonna be terrible.
yeah, I think I've seen 3 and 4 was cancelled or something.
Oh yeah, okay. So something good has come out of it.
I mean, the first one was okay. I thought it
Oh, it
would
was a
lose everything.
spectacle. It was a spectacle that you needed to see. You needed to be there to experience. But when you looked back at the film, it was horrible. So, yeah. In my opinion. So, what do you think of all of this balancing thing? Because first you don't understand it, but then it makes perfect sense later.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing. The city, since I've been in the city or village a long time, and they don't really understand that newcomers can trigger it or something, because we see Ma poking Minya or
Yes.
Minyaya or something.
And I think,
and
yeah.
get taxed with the teddy bear and the arm and a little bit of skin.
Yeah, and I
Later,
think.
Rico gets jumped by a whole gang of. It seems so scary to go in that back alley.
Yeah, and I mean, I just assumed everyone there was nice.
And yeah, I
So
mean,
where did
one
these
of them
bad
had a.
guys come from?
Yeah. They weren't the original settlers.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense.
Probably something like Ma that come from the outside, but can't leave the city still, because once you leave the city, you get attacked by beasts or.
Yeah, and what was my train of thought taking me? Yeah, it's more, it
Balancing.
was the value thing. It's like for at first I thought it was like some kind of arbitrary system to punish people who did things wrong, because I mean that would be a good way to do it, right? If you steal from someone, you're gonna have to pay for it. But then you realize what has the highest value down there, and or actually you can assign value to something in
Yeah,
accordance
if you
to how
have.
valuable you think it is to yourself. But then
Yeah,
you
which is the
realize,
fatal flaw in
yeah.
the system.
But then you realize that human children have the highest value of anything down there,
Yeah,
and then you discover
and.
why.
Yeah, it's.
The mother complex comes back, yeah.
I mean, it's so dark, and. You talk about. If you want to talk about dark animes, you talk about Berserk, you talk about another. I mean, this is just on another level of darkness.
Well, I guess you could say Berserk is kind of like a parallel, but it's like there are very few decent people in the Berserk, so when something horrible happens, it's more on brand, whereas here we're introduced to innocent children and then horrible things happen.
Yeah, and it's chibi character, so makes it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
So we get a character coming back from life, Mitty.
Yeah, I didn't quite get that, but I think I maybe understood.
Yeah, it was the wish thing recreated in. By value from something.
Yes, Belaf sacrificed all of his limbs. I
Yeah.
think, because he saw the value in Miffy, and I don't quite see it, but I guess he did.
I mean, immortal being. He could have food for his whole life without caring for
Yeah,
anything
but what
else.
did he eat before that?
Babies.
No, there aren't any more babies. Faputa was the last one. And what was his plan ultimate? Or did he have like a grand master plan?
Bella for.
Well, all of them actually. Vasu Kian specifically, because it almost seemed like he had a plan, but
Yeah, it was kind of hard to wrap my mind around it. Seemed like he was going for the deletion of everything, both the village and Faputa. But then the villagers sacrificed themselves in the last moment instead of running away and changed that.
yeah, and what is interesting is that the villagers push Reg towards Faputa, right? They point him in her direction. So I think there was some kind of a prophecy, and he was the prince and she was the princess. So I think basically everyone deep down wanted this to happen, and it was destined to happen, and all of that.
Yeah. I mean, we get many nice flashbacks of Reg's time with Fabita. And it seemed like they got along pretty well. And
Yeah, but he didn't seem to have this fur fetish the first time around.
no. I think it started around Nanachi.
Yep, so.
I mean, fur fetish, buttle fetish, diarrhea fetish. The show just keeps you not want to
Disgusted.
eat when you not want to eat when you watch it, at least.
Yeah, it's quite casual in throwing out something shocking. Shocking revelations.
Yeah, I mean, we've been so hardened now by it that yeah, I can watch anything now.
Yeah, now season one was like praised for its music. So how did season two hold up?
I think they went the route of one
Songs.
of the most popular sound from they just remixed it a little.
I
This
think Kevin Peking was still on the project, right? Or what's he called? Peking? Peking?
Penking.
Pinking?
Yeah, and he got a solid job at was it Pokemon or something?
Well, that just means you've sold out, doesn't it?
No,
I mean,
I
I think you
mean,
can't really create art at Pokemon the same way you can here, because you won't have the same freedom at Pokemon, I think. For example, you can't create the Doom soundtrack at Pokemon. So you can't go all out there. You have
no.
to hold back a little. And in a project like Made in Abyss, you don't have to hold back, I think, so. Because Pokemon is for like even though there's a lot of adults playing it, it's for a child audience primarily, right?
Yeah, probably misspoke, but yeah.
Wasn't it Pokemon?
No.
Oh, I remember
So.
reading something of he was involved in a big project, so I think you're right in that.
Yeah. Star Wars Visions, I don't know.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of Star Wars talk now as well.
Yeah, so.
With Miyazaki and all of that.
Yeah, they're pretty weird.
I mean,
Miyazaki and
the Clone
Ghibli made
Wars
that.
is one of the things that's actually good about Star Wars, the animated series of the Clone Wars, so I don't know if they need Miyazaki for that.
I haven't seen it, so
Yeah,
I
it was
can't.
on Cartoon Network. It was great. Or, yeah,
Yeah.
in general, I guess.
I was probably busy playing with my Pokemon cards and watching Pokemon.
No, because it was later than that, I think. It was like, you were probably playing
So
WoW or
Yu-Gi-Oh!
something.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Or Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic the Gathering, probably. I
Yeah,
would love to
maybe.
pull a Black Lotus. Get me some dough.
Oh, actually, didn't they release like Magic the Gathering cards for like a fortune recently? Like $1,000 a pack or something like that.
Yeah, old packs or maybe
Okay,
something.
well, it was expensive even though.
Yeah, I think the card thing has taken over very much. You have card things for everything. One Piece card game is coming out now. Might be invested in that, so yeah.
Yeah, they buy this cardboard and then they don't insure their houses for fire and things like that. Silly, silly people.
Yeah, you need a fireproof safe to keep your Pokemon cards.
Score. Let's talk about that.
Score. Well,
Yes, rating score.
you know, the controversial thing is I put it at a 9, but it would be a 9.5 without the butt stuff.
Okay. And what did you put
I mean,
season one at?
10.
Okay, yeah. I remember putting it at a 10 as well.
And I mean,
A lot of it was mind-numbing, but you didn't get that huge gratification at the end. You didn't get that like
and
hit
it's kind
of
of just looping the same stuff from the movie and from the first season.
Yeah, get a new
Gain
friend.
a friend, yeah.
Yes.
Even though it's good they collect powerful characters to join them because Riku can't do shit.
Yeah, well, shit is the thing she does.
Half a day on the toilet,
Yes,
so yeah.
yes.
I mean,
I
has there been
wish.
a worse MC before? Underpowered?
No, I think she's fine. I think she serves her purpose. I mean, it's like, she could have basically been one of the people in the ganja party, and she would have been dead now. It's like, life is full of coincidences, and you just gotta take them and be positive and push forward, and that's what Riko does. And then she subjectively forgets bad things and remembers all the positive things. And we
You know,
wouldn't be here without her.
true. You know, one of the things that would have been interesting to see was the Cradle of Destiny inside Riku. What she would become. Because her greatest wish is to go down the abyss and meet friends and care for friends.
Yeah, but that's a horrible cursed monkey paw, I think. It's like oh, I don't have a good example now. It's basically like I don't remember specifically. Let's just say Cristiano Ronaldo got to like quarterfinals in Champions League last year, and then he loses, and he's like, "Oh, please God, n don't let me ever go out in the quarterfinals again." And God says, "Okay, now you're not going to get to the Champions League." So you're not gonna qualify. So yeah,
Oh,
that's basically
yeah.
it. It's just gonna get so much worse. It's like
Oh, that's a nice one.
yeah, so
Yeah, a 9. I mean, even though I said it's a weaker season and I don't like the standstillness,
yeah, I was glued to
I
the screen,
really.
I remember. I was glued to the screen, but I did have a few issues with it, so yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the characters and the differences and how they interact with each other, even though they can't speak the same language. Humanity's hope.
Yeah, so I think I agree with you. A 9. It might go up later if next seasons are better. I mean, it does matter if this built up to something truly epic later. I understand why they did this now, so yeah. Things
So
can change.
the manga is only one volume in front of season 2. So it would be at least a year or year and a half before we see anything remotely close to season 3, I would imagine. I've read the latest chapter, so
Okay.
I can tell you what's going on later after we finish this.
Okay.
I mean, season 3 is gonna be mind-blowing. Yeah, I'm just putting it there.
Okay, then we'll cross our fingers for that. I guess we've forgot a lot of things, like Reg, but anything in particular we've forgotten?
I mean, we've forgotten a whole lot of shit, but I think we touched on the main parts. Reg goes a little back and forth. This season was kind of him and Faputa, really.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. He doesn't get his arms sewn back on.
Yeah, I don't
He
think it
still
would have
carrying
mattered if
it.
he had two arms or one arm. It didn't matter at all. So
No.
they're probably waiting for some kind of like a robot specialist.
Yeah, White Whistle down in the abyss. Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You can find us at SoundCloud, Twitter, the Casual Anime Pod, Casual Anime Podcast. We try to come out with episodes as regular as we can. Lately, it's been whenever we find something we both enjoy very much. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Twitter is going down, so maybe we need to find a new platform to hang around on.
Oh, that's not gonna happen. Okay. We'll catch you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.